the crown.
All right. So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for the Netflix series, The Crown, season 2. It's created by Peter Morgan, stars Claire Foy, Matt Smith, and the synopsis is, follows the political rivalries and romance of Queen Elizabeth II and the events that shaped the second half of the 20th century. So this is season 2. Season 1, Keith and I gave it a very high score. So Keith, how did you feel about The Crown season 2?
I liked it because I like history. I like this one and that they didn't over-dramatize the historical events that went down. They presented a lot of the historical events that happened in a way that they presented very fresh and very new. And even though I knew certain things were going to happen, I was still kind of wondering what was going to happen. I mean, case in point, I think it was episode 4 or 5 when they discussed the king's brother. Duke of Windsor was like, he was a sinister character, almost comical in his antithesis of Queen Elizabeth in the first season. You almost felt sorry for him up until you realized, you know, historically what he did. And it's kind of like, you mother. I'm like, get him.
Yeah, he tries to make the deal with the devil, and it did not work out well for him from two standpoints, but the deal with the devil would never have worked out.
He was trying to slide his way back in home. It played out almost like a soap opera. And you're like, ooh, he's doing this. And next thing though, you realize he actually did this horrible shit. Like, the dude basically betrayed his own country, sold it out to Hitler. And then he kind of presents it in such an almost, again,
like he was doing it like, to save England. And he's really doing it for himself.
Exactly. But he kind of shapes it as, I'm the most peace-loving man on the planet. I'm doing this for the sake of peace. It's just like, what the hell? This guy believes this shit. Other things such as possibility of infidelity, they don't confirm it. They don't outright deny it. It's kind of like they talk about it and they work through it almost like a real couple would. It was little tiny things. Like I remember reading something about an interview with Prince Charles talking about his childhood going to this terrible school he went to. It was an episode about dedicated to that. And
I had a lot of issues with that episode, but
I thought it was good. He did point that, you know, some of the strengths of the series dramatized a lot of the elements, but it felt authentic. At the same time, it didn't feel like they were taking shots at the subject. They weren't taking shots at the crown, at the royals or anything like that. It looked like they were treating it with some reverence. And it's just little things like that. And so I thought this was about as good as the first season. Like the first season still had the wow factor for me where I was like, I didn't realize it was going to be this good. Second season had a lot to live up to. And I think for the most part, it met that. I liked it. And it was a good series. I binged watched straight through it almost. And it was an easy watch.
All right. So I felt that this is a big step down from the first season, where the first season, I give it 8.5. It really deserved a 9. This feels like it's a greatest hits of the royals. A thing that helped the first season was that, one, it focused on Claire Foy. Two, is really her rise to power. And then also John Lithgow. And I think when that clicked, it was all those elements. That Claire Foy is becoming a dominant, becoming a reluctant queen, but then said, look, if this is going to be thrust upon me, let me do it my way. Then also Matt Smith's character, who is slightly playboyish character, but how that whole relationship works out. And then this season, it did not continue on with the way that I felt the first season happened. So there's some pacing problems with the way that the episodes work out. I felt episode 4, Princess Margaret, and I felt that that episode just kind of lasted way too long. Next episode, the Marionettes episode, that one worked out well. Some good dialogue in that particular episode because this, I guess it's Lord Ostringham and then the Queen, and they have some dialogue between each other.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 7 and 8 suffers from some pacing problems. One of the episodes is like the Kennedy episode, and I think the other one was when she went...
What? That Kennedy episode was epic, dude.
I did not like that. I do like the person that played Jackie Kennedy, who is a lot better than Natalie Portman playing Jackie Kennedy, but I just didn't like the purpose of that episode. It just felt like they were just trying to hit the greatest points in.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Well, this one takes place more or less 50s, early 60s.
Right.
The first season, which kind of focused on late 30s, up until really the 50s.
Right.
was a better period of time. One of the issues I'm just saying some of the issues I had, they focused on the Suez Canal incident, mm-hmm. but that was wrapped up way too quickly when that could have been a whole season by itself.
Yeah, but she wasn't that far involved in the whole Suez Canal. She's only got...
I understand that, but I'm just saying as a show, those episodes took the focus off of her, where again, the show is best when it's focusing on her, maybe Matthew Smith, John Lithgow, and he shows up for like 30 seconds of an episode.
Yeah, but he's gone. He retired in the first season.
I understand. But whole second season is just really about relationships and international issues, and it just did not work for me. Did not work as well. And again, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just what they chose to focus on is relationships, marriage, Prince Charles.
That school's fucked up, dude. That school was fucked up.
That is the whole season. And I just didn't like it. I just didn't like it as much as I liked the first season.
The first season was about her rise of power and coming to grips with her position.
Yes.
And then the second season is that she's now in the position, what she's going to do with it. And the fact that her family and her marriage is suffering because of that. Well, primarily her marriage.
There were too many episodes that did not focus on her compared to the first season.
The Dear Mrs. Kennedy one was all about her.
I understand that, but I'm just saying there's more episodes that did not focus on her than the first season. Do you feel that way?
She operated in the peripheral in a lot of these things because she's already in her position. Take episode 3, for instance, the one where kind of comes to a head about the entire scandal with the prince, with her husband. For the most part, it was all about a character, two side characters, his secretary, divorce.
Yeah.
But it goes back to the whole issue where infidelity and everything comes to
head. Divorce is considered terrible in that era of time. And particularly since you're a part of the crown, or even more terrible, those issues are fine. But I just felt that it did not focus enough on Queen Elizabeth. And because I really did not like that Prince Charles episode. I understand the purpose of it. And it's more or less a parallel episode that his father has a different experience than Charles, and Charles maybe not being cut out for certain things. I didn't like the episode and a half that really focused on Princess Margaret. So the first 3 episodes are strong. The later half of the season is maybe not as strong. Let's wrap it up. So Keith, what score would you give The Crown?
I think I gave a crown the last season like an 8.5 or a 9.
It was 8.5.
I gave it 5. I guess this was season an 8. The first season kind of blew my mind. I was like, I didn't know, realize I would like it as much.
It's an amazing
this
show.
This season, it had a lot of the things they went through. I knew more about historically. Like I knew about the Duke of Windsor's, like what he did, but I didn't know the depths of what he did. So that episode was like, I was like, holy shit. I loved the third episode where everything kind of came to a head and her husband's just finally like, this is bullshit. I'm getting shitted on. I'm tired of it. And all that understated attitude. That one episode, the one where she talked to that lord who was saying some negative stuff about her.
Yeah, the marionettes episode.
All the things that she was doing, she does today. She based it off of the things that guy had presented to her.
Yeah.
This season, to me, kind of showcases how the royal family we see today came to be.
Understood.
You know, you got her husband who is backing her up like 110% no matter what. Their kids who must live up to the responsibility. It's not playtime. This is responsibility. You're on the clock. You're about to work. You don't work for yourself. You work for the people of England, period. And I got that in this whole season. I thought they presented that very well. Probably one of the things I like the most about this season and why I rate it so high. So I agree with you. It's a step down in a lot of aspects, but it hits a different stride in the setup for what is to come. And it kind of gives you that image of how they came to be. They are what they are today.
All right. I still feel that the first season is much better. This season, I can only think about 4 to 5 episodes that are worthy of being related back to the first season. So the first 3 episodes, that marionettes episode, and then the episode that focuses on her uncle, that's really it. For me, the kind of base the score off of that and the other episodes, which aren't terrible. I would just give it a 7. Again, I feel that the first season, even though I gave it an 8.5, it really deserves 9. But what they chose to focus on for those other 4 or 5 episodes weren't the best thing. You can also put the Kennedy episode in that, even though they could have gotten somebody better looking to look like Kennedy.
Like, damn, Jesus.
He looked nothing like Kennedy. He looked nothing like
him. He's like, they picked him for the actor, man. God,
he looked nothing like him. At least, if you're going to do that for a one-off episode, get a guy that looks like him.
Or get a decent actor who can be part.
So, 7. Keith gave us an 8. And that's BCA Podcast.